Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How good, Dustin, is this Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher thing? We got to get into this.
Seen anything like this in the history of certainly college football. I don't know that I've seen this in any realm of, you know, in terms of coaches that are, you know, this personal in their attacks on one another, just it's amazing to me. And there has to be so much more to this story than meets the eye. Obviously, we're talking about, you know, Saban had some comments yesterday at an event about Jimbo Fisher. And of course, Jimbo Fisher today, we'll play all this cuts for you here in a minute.
Yeah.
But Matt, you love college football as much as I do. Maybe you love baseball a little more, but I know you love college football. Do you remember an occasion where, you know, two coaches who are well respected, you know, amongst their peers to be taking personal attacks at one another like this?
They were friends like a week ago.
Yeah.
Jimbo Fisher worked for Nick Saban at LSU and had said when he took the A&M job years ago, because he was at Florida State forever. You know, he like thanked Nick Saban, like, hey, you know, couldn't be here without Nick. And now they hate each other. I can't recall a time. I mean, look, you've been in it with Michigan, Ohio State, and there's been coaches that have not gotten along and cold fish handshakes. And, you know, I remember Harbaugh versus Jim Schwartz in the NFL, where they had to be restrained, and Harbaugh versus Pete Carroll in college, Stanford, USC. But this one takes the cake. I mean, this one's as good as it gets. I mean, so Mac's going to play it. So Nick Saban was talking about NIL yesterday, and he referenced Texas A&M. Take a listen to this. This was Nick Saban from Alabama yesterday.
You've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Oh, boy.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Like when Coach K back in the day was like, oh, the one and done is terrible for basketball. It's terrible. Oh, yeah. Calipari. Calipari was more of the genius here. But you know what I'm saying? Like Coach K and some of the other coaches that were all high and mighty about the one and done's. We're like, well, yeah, this is bad for college basketball. Guess what they're doing next? Recruiting the top of seniors out of high school for one and duns.
You think Zion Williamson went to Duke because he liked the campus and the accounting class?
No. And that's what's going to happen and is happening in college football. And Nick Saban can say all he wants that he didn't buy any players. And Jimbo Fisher didn't buy players per se. What he did was all legal, right? I mean, you're allowed
of what we know.
I mean, there is really not a whole lot of a governing body when it comes to the NIL,
right?
But these schools are now, you know, working like with the agents to find players deals. And yes, if I'm a player and I'm offered $1 million to go to one school, and I'm gonna have this deal, like, yes, that is persuasive and smart,
right? I mean, look, it's winning at all costs. This is college football. Now it's out in the open because of NIL. You know, who is the Miami basketball player like a month ago that said, wait a minute, I'm going to go. He had an agent negotiating deals.
It was publicly. I think it wasn't the kid from K-State who transferred to Miami, I think. And he had like an $800,000 deal, and then I think he was getting like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or something.
Oh my gosh! I mean, this thing's now out in the open, but you got two slimy guys. I'm sorry, they are slinging mud at each other. So Jimbo today holds a press conference in College Station at Texas A&M and does not hold back. This was not a I'm not going to comment or I'm going to talk to Nick. No, he went full on beast mode here. Take a listen to Jimbo today.
It's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen, and it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable. It really is. And it's a shame we have to sit up here and have this conversation about things we do. And it's personal to us? Yes, it is. It's personal to A&M. It's personal to our players. It's personal to our coaches and everybody involved. And I know the guy. Know him really well. There are no violations. There are nothing wrong. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about. I always said this. My dad always told me this. When people show you who they are, believe them. He's showing you who he is. Listen, you coach with people like Bobby Bowden and learn how to do things. You coach with other people and learn how not to do things. There's a reason people don't go, I ain't went back and worked for him with opportunities. Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing. You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. Because I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
Oh, I'm here for all of this.
All of it. I'm with you on this.
It is May 19th. And
can they play right now, tonight? Please.
October 8th. I'd rather 8th, watch. They play. My watch. Birthday, October 8th. They're going to battle.
Oh, my God.
Is that game in College Station or in Tuscaloosa?
You better not have another broadcast that day. You need to tell your bosses at the four-letter network, I need off October 8th. So you can get in front of a TV to watch that.
I'm just praying.
Unreal.
It's by the way, it's in Tuscaloosa. I'm just praying that game is like a prime. I don't know if it, well, does CBS do primetime games?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can do. I guess it could be 8:30 or 8:00.
It could be a later game too on ESPN. Either way, I hope that I have a noon kickoff that day and I am in front of a television set on my birthday watching this game.
Oh my God!
Because
bro.
This is going to be like a soap opera. I mean, this is going to be a reality television taking place before our very eyes.
We're going to talk to Brett McMurphy coming up at the top of the hour. We that game has got to be at night. And if it's CBS, and look, I know I don't know the contracts and how it all works. You know, Fox has Big Ten, so does ESPN and ABC. And I know CBS has SEC and ESPN gets some of those games. But if they're negotiating now and figuring out schedules, you know that's the game.
It's got to
be in prime time. I don't care what channel it's on. And look, Saban's going to hang 50 on him.
Saban's going to kick Jimbo's ass.
Kick. I mean, and this anybody game is that in thinks that A&M
Tuscaloosa.
Is, I mean, I want to go on one of these apps right now and put money down now on Alabama because they ain't losing that game. Not a chance. You don't mess with the Godfather, man. Like, I know Saban was kind of wrong to point the finger at Jimbo, and that was probably not his best move. But Jimbo goes scorched earth in his response. Nick's hanging a 50-burger on his ass.
Oh, yeah.
That's happening October 8th. Bang the over and take Alabama. I don't care what the spread is. But, my gosh, that's unreal. Unreal.
I'm trying to find if there's a line yet out for that game yet. Because I got an email yesterday. It's got the first 4 weeks of the season lines.
Yeah.
Ohio State favored by 14. I think it's Notre Dame.
In the opener?
In the opener.
What would you say the line would be right now? I mean, look, I don't even remember. I think A&M had a good year last year, and they're getting better, and their recruiting class did beat Alabama. But just because, think about how petty this is by Saban. He had the number two recruiting class in the SEC. I think it was number like three or four in the country. Actually beat Georgia, which beat him in the championship. A&M beat him out. And he's now crying about NIL. That's kind of weak. You know, they bought their whole team. Jeez. Oh man. But this is college football, you know? All these coaches, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.